We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Start it right now. Let's go. Let's get into it right now.
There's still the Jack Daniel.
No, I'd throw up. I'd throw up.
I was going to say, I really would rather not.
I'd throw up in a garbage.
I bet I would. I bet if I did a shot of Jack Daniel's right now, I bet I'd throw up.
Yeah, my stomach is empty. I have no food, and I would throw up. Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Cooler day today, at least. Well, 77.
It's going to get there.
Yeah?
But right now, oh my God, it is so much muggy.
We've already had the high for the day.
Yeah.
As weird as that sounds, had the high. Now it's just going to get cooler, I guess.
Supposed to drop into the, what, mid-60s? Low 60s?
59 around 11 a.m.
And what?
60-ish, it looks like.
Come on.
Come on! So that's all right. That's all right. Couple of hot days.
Couple of hot babes.
Couple of hot babes. Couple of hot days.
Hell yeah.
How was everyone's Tuesday? Good. Did you get out and about? Did you go on any adventures yesterday?
I took a quick dip out to Tesco again.
I know you got something in that truck for me.
I do.
What do you got? T-shirts?
Oh.
What do you got? Stickers? Come on. What do you got in there?
I mean, I think there might be a sea glass.
What do you got? Come on. Why are you lying to me? Come on.
I got my dog.
Cody's driving the K-Rock truck, and people always assume it's just full of gifts and prizes.
Yes. Yes.
I assure you it is not.
No. Yeah, BS.
Yeah, I know you got stuff in there. I wish I did, bud. You're welcome to take the truck.
Yep, go ahead.
Help yourself.
Go
ahead and rifle through it.
The other guy was like an old school old guy that was getting into like an old convertible.
Oh.
And was like, hey, got any t-shirts? I remember back in the day for that.
Nope.
And I was like, not anymore. He goes, not in a long time.
Nope.
So he was just being, he remembered the days of.
I can assure you there is no budget for giveaways.
The other guy was calling my bluff. There are... I do have stickers in there,
because
remember, we've put stickers in there from a long time ago, just so people, and they do ask.
Get them while they're good. Get them while you can.
He didn't want stickers.
Get them while you can, bud.
Yep, feel free.
Help yourself. Take the tires if you want. What the hell do I care? Go ahead. Pick it apart.
Can you fix the little bit of an exhaust thing that's going on with
Take
it?
Take yourself. Or? Want the catalytic converter? Help yourself. Go ahead. Pry it apart. Take the K-Rock truck for pieces. We're scrapping it.
Right?
Man. You went up to a Tisco, you said again?
Yeah, once it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's so clean, and you're allowed to just, there's areas where even those people are fishing, you're not near any of them or bother them at all. So you can go, and there's like a whole cove that you can kind of go in the water and explore and go up and down.
Nice.
And there's a bunch of little areas and places to walk up there.
Very nice.
It is very nice.
Is the water clear? Is it looking clear?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How's the river been looking? It was chocolate milk a couple weeks ago. Now I haven't really checked recently.
I had not seen.
Okay, so yes, it is a Wednesday. We are here. Going to be cooling off today, at least. So if you did enjoy these last couple of days, you're in for a cool-off day today. Twitch.tv/theshow is where you can find us on the internet. Wherever I may roam. Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday tonight.
Yeah.
7 o'clock.
Oh, Metallica?
Dear show fam, I hate your stinking guts.
Dear Whiskey Wednesday.
You're the scum between my toes. Love, Josh. Just kidding. I love you all.
I heart you. Kiss me.
7 o'clock tonight on our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/theshow. Don't forget, I stole that username, so now we're the show on Twitch.
Is it mine now?
It's mine now. It's brought to you by East Coast Emeralds. Come on out and get yourself something to drink tonight, 7 p.m. on
Twitch. I don't know if all community Facebook pages are the same as the ones I follow.
Probably.
Phoenix and Oswego and Brian.
Then yes. Well, I mean, different problems, I would say, further up yours than like the Syracuse one and the Strathmore neighborhood.
What is the Syracuse one like? Are people very nosy?
Yes. Oh, God, yes.
Are they negative?
Some are.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a lot of, who are driving down the road? And it's like, what? You're really asking someone who is speeding down the road at 9:30? Okay.
Katie says the Camilla's neighbors is terrible.
Yeah.
The Phoenix one is very nosy. People are always like trying to figure out what everybody else is up to and what's going. What?
God forbid someone's doing door-to-door anything.
What are they doing? Hey!
I want to let you know there were two people at my door trying to, and I told them, they better not. If there's not a permit, they better skid out.
That was... Why are they digging a hole on Main Street? I don't know.
When did that work start over on 84?
The Oswego one, though, yesterday, big news in Oswego yesterday, there was apparently some kind of cruise ship that came into Oswego up in the pier.
Oh, was it awesome?
Well, it docked. And you would think, that this cruise ship.
Yeah.
I think if you go to like the Friends of Oswego page or whatever it is,
okay,
you would think every Oswego resident was required by law to buy a ticket for this cruise ship. Because every comment was like,
I was just going
to
ask that.
Every comment was like, I went and looked up prices, $8,000. Nobody's making you go on the cruise ship.
It's not there for you. It's not that. Wow, yeah, holy cow.
Do you see all these comments?
No. I mean, looking at I just saw the boat.
The ship is cool.
Oh, well, there's our hantavirus now.
Well, and then people were like, why are we spending money on this?
Yep.
It's a cruise. You're on the water.
Other people.
People, they are going to might dock their boat there for a minute.
Other people are already enjoying
this. Spending money on that. No, yep. Nobody's asking you to.
The very first one. 8,300, high. I go to Africa and Europe with that price.
Yeah, okay, then do that.
Nobody
is requiring you to buy a ticket to this cruise ship.
Yeah, no,
I don't know why it was in Oswego. It looked pretty cool.
I'm trying to see
I've never
why.
Seen that pier that it's docked at. You see, I've been in Oswego 45 years, and I don't know what that piece of land is, but it looks cool.
It juts out. It's way farther down over by that, like, marina. You've been between.
There?
Oh, on it, but yeah. I know of where they are.
Why are we spending money on cruises? Nobody's spending
money.
Nobody is.
They're not. They already did, and they're doing something else, and it has nothing to do with you.
Yeah. I guess I just...
or it's like they want to... Like, were they supposed to, MORAD, they supposed to ask you first? If they were supposed to.
Yes. Are you kidding me?
I mean, hey, Jake, were they supposed to ask you?
What do you say? What'd Jake say?
That it's just an empty pier. It'd be nice if they had some vendors or food trucks or maybe help boost the economy and highlight the things here. We're just always so unprepared.
So he wanted to throw a party.
We wanted a party. We didn't
around
because
it.
We didn't throw a party for the cruise ship that docked. I don't know.
I don't know. There's always the
can't. Is this
be...
what all community Facebook pages are like? Everyone's so mad all the time.
But what's also funny is there's a bunch of people that are also in it, like Oswegonians. You guys are hilarious thinking that this is there for you.
It's not.
And they're waiting for you to come give them money to get on.
They stopped in your town and they're going to spend money in your town or whoever's on there.
Yeah.
Holy cow. At least my Phoenix one.
We spend money on the wrong things.
Yeah, what are you talking? Right, I'm not going to keep going. At least my Phoenix community group is like, I've said this before, they don't live in a reality. Like, they're very optimistic for something that's not going to happen. Like, when they were building the Lock One Pavilion, the theories of what that was going to be, a Delta Sonic car wash, a Dunkin' Donuts, a McDonald's. And I'm like, guys, none of those things are coming to Phoenix. I'm sorry.
No.
We've got one stoplight.
You got the burned dairy.
We got a burned. We got two, technically, if you go up Lampson Road.
Right.
We got
right.
two burned dairies.
Yes.
All right. It's as good as it's going to get. Chogra Lift says there was a cow loose in Utica yesterday. Oh, boy.
That's way more fun.
That is made for Facebook pages.
Yep.
Who's knocking on doors?
Who is this?
Who's knocking on doors?
Who's here?
Don't break your Benjamin.
I thought I could.
Just got it.
I thought I could. That's how
we
I get the
just got
the gooey filling out of the middle.
Good morning, everybody. This is K-Rock. Follow us wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I believe, knock on wood, I fixed the Apple Podcast issue yesterday. I don't know. Try unfollowing and following us again, maybe. But we are wherever you look for podcasts. Type in K-Rock the show.
It fixed the Apple.
Boom. It's an Apple.
It fixed the Apple.
Well, this is sad, and it's also terrifying. As a 56-year-old woman in the city, down in New York on Monday night, fell into a manhole and died. I know, it's not.
The word manhole.
Manhole's hilarious.
Sorry, that's,
I know, I get it.
That's, but,
take
oh,
the
no.
cartoonish part about it.
But she, that's like, first of all, that's a video game.
Right.
But
why is there just an open manhole?
Because that's somehow, I mean, that's scary. Like when you walk downtown and there's those grates.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, okay, I'm walking over these. Please don't give away and be rusted out.
Dude, when I take you to the city, there's tons of those because the subway vents through them.
Oh,
and you just walk on all these grates. Kelly says, don't tell me that. I'm going there tomorrow. Well, look out for manholes.
Yeah, watch out. But yikes.
This is a freak accident because it was dark and she didn't know. So she pulls up. This is the story that's being reported.
Okay.
She's on Fifth Avenue. She gets out of her SUV in front of the Cartier store, just gets out, steps out, somehow falls into an open manhole.
Oh, man. What, like broke her neck
fell
or something?
Fell 10 feet down in the opening.
Because that's not that far.
10 feet's not far, but maybe she hit her head on the way down.
Yeah,
it's just like a freak
probably.
Accident.
Yeah, probably.
I don't think it's really a concern you need to have.
Wow, though, man. Well, I mean, I'm not saying in any way, you're looking. I mean, pay attention to where you're going a little bit. Just
like look down. I mean, it's sad, but you have to kind of, you know, pay attention to where you're stepping out.
Holy cow. Yikes.
They're actively investigating the incident, including why that manhole cover was missing. Chuck is saying in chat that a truck allegedly drove over it, loosened it, kind of shook it loose a little bit.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yikes.
No arrests have been made. Well, yeah, what arrest would you make?
Well, if somebody stole it.
Oh, yeah.
If it was off,
someone took it
or removed it, then that caused the death. So if you remove that just being a douchebag...
Breaking news. They've arrested the Ninja Turtles for removing the manhole cover.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, bud. It is a Whiskey Wednesday, but it's also a Lorna Shore Wednesday as Coco's going to a concert tonight.
I'll be out at the Sharkies.
Going to be loud and screamy out in Liverpool tonight, bud.
That really is going to be loud and screamy.
Cody will be there with the K-Rock truck. Probably not much else. Maybe some stickers if you see him.
Yeah, I'll throw some more stickers in there, but no, I'm not.
Feel free
anything.
To take the tires if you want. I don't know. Well, actually, you got to get home with it.
Yeah,
so.
Maybe don't leave me there stranded with no tires. Please don't strip the truck.
Feel free to scrap out the vehicles at this point. Go nuts. So I like that people are pushing back. Like, one of my favorite... kind of like internet memes or when people pick on the fancy burger joints.
Okay.
Where like they'll be like, you know, this burger about to cost $20 because, you know, the waiter has a man bun and the stools are those metal stools. He's wearing a vest. He's got the hangy lights. You're like, oh, my God, this is about to be the most expensive burger ever.
Oh, my God, this place has vines in it.
Yep. There's a green wall. Great. There's a photo spot.
Oh, perfect. They have neon lights in here. Oh, wow. Great.
Here we go. So there are people who are listing the different words that they're so sick of seeing on menus because you're like, oh my God, just feed me my food. Let's go.
Okay. All right. I could.
Hand cut.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was a hand cut.
I would hope so, as opposed to hand chopped like a ninja.
Yep. Artisanal.
Yeah, I've had enough of that.
Enough artisanal.
Because it's not even, it's just a made
up
word.
What's it even mean anymore?
No.
You got it off the Cisco truck. Like, what are we doing here?
Yep.
It's mozzarella sticks. They're not artisanal.
Yeah.
This people said they've seen this. Freshly cracked eggs.
Oh.
As opposed to.
Right, cracked them an hour ago and left them
on
the floor.
Don't restaurants have like those big cartons of already cracked eggs?
Oh, like that? Okay, like yeah, like the...
Does it make a difference if you just cracked them versus they came in a big tub?
Yeah, no, I don't really care.
Open-faced. Now, that I do like. I like an open-faced roast beef or turkey sandwich.
Well, that one I gotta know, because if it's not, then usually, if it's open-faced, usually it's got, like, gravy slathered all over it. The so I gotta be careful.
Seasonal, when in front of vegetables, fruit. The seasonal vegetable spread. What is it? Broccoli? What is it?
It's gonna be mostly the same. Instead, you just know in the summer, you might get, like, watermelon, opposed to in the fall, piece of apple.
Strawberries, I guess, would be seasonal, right?
Strawberries.
Ooh, fresh strawberries. Seasonal strawberries. Deconstructed.
Oh.
You ever see that on a menu? Deconstructed.
Yep.
So it was a burger, but then you parted it out. So, okay, it's a deconstructed burger. Okay.
I just did a deconstructed peanut butter and jelly.
You did?
Because I thought it'd be funny.
What was that?
Peanuts and grapes. I just put them together.
And?
It didn't taste like, I mean, it was close, but it tasted like the most, like imagine.
Deconstructed peanut butter and jelly.
Imagine if you had like those, like helicopter parents that, oh my, has to be the healthiest.
Gregory.
He would never even eat hydrogenized oil. Oh my God.
Sugars.
Here's a deconstructed peanut butter and jelly, and it's a grape and a unsalted peanut. Uh-huh. That's what it kind of.
I think that you got screwed because both of those, that's not all the ingredients.
You overly deconstructed it. Yes.
Because like a jelly would have sugar in it and stuff.
Yeah.
And a peanut butter has more than... Does a peanut butter have more than just peanuts?
Sugar and stuff usually added in oil.
Does it?
For the most part. They just kind of go to town.
What's the Amish market I go to? I already forgot. I'm forgetting their name.
Oh, I don't know. No, I can't think of it either. Where you get that big fruit pouch.
Yeah, where do I go? Regardless, they make it fresh right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see. So you just peanuts and salt.
Solders. Solders will make it for you right there.
Hell yeah. And then.
Curated. Curated menu. If I'm going to a place that says curated, I can't afford it. I can't afford it.
I'm still waiting for the one I'm thinking of.
All right. Farm to table.
That one. Yep. Because get out of here.
Farm to table.
Shut up.
There was a bunch of different stops between the farm and this table.
So like you went out to right across the street, shot that cow, dragged it in here, chopped it up.
Farm to table. Artisanal farm to table freshly dug potatoes.
Deconstructed burger.
Market price.
Yeah. That one.
Really? Is the market up or down today?
Well, it's because that's places' way to be able to charge you an ass ton for chicken wings.
Yeah, ooh, market price on these wings today. Not
sorry,
great.
It's market price.
Is there somewhere I can track the market price?
Yeah, sorry.
Do I know what market price is?
Oh, no, this steak, that's market price. I thought it was farm to table. The cow's right across the street.
Brianna, how does a freshly dug potato taste any different than a bagged potato?
I'm not bougie enough to know. It might.
And I don't even know what this one is. Amuse Boucher?
What'd you call me?
I don't know.
Wait.
I don't know.
What did you just call me?
Ooh. Check out the column. Handhelds. You mean a sandwich?
Yeah, when they try to go too silly with their...
These are your artisanal handhelds.
Ooh, deconstructed artisanal handhelds.
So a sandwich then?
Yes. Oh, well. Open face.
Open face. Farm to table seasonal sandwich.
Ooh.
Next Saturday, May 30th, we're doing our first ever plant swap. At Crazy Daisies from 2 to 4.
Plant swap.
2 to 4, kids. Yo. Right? Get there.
Yo, I see what you did there, dude.
Get there.
Hell yeah, bro.
We'll be at Crazy Daisies on Saturday, May 30th from 2 to 4 for the first ever plant swap. Show fam plant swap. Bring your cuttings, your propagations. I guess they want to do... like gently used tools. You're a gently used tool.
I'm a heavily used tool.
Heavily used tools.
Well, that's cool. I didn't even think of that. Yeah.
You got like extra shovels or whatever?
I'd
bring
love
that
it
out.
If a couple hoes showed up.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I mean, I wouldn't mind going home with a few
hoes. You
know
what I'm saying about you?
Why not?
The guy on TV's t-shirt just says dinner rolls. I like that.
Yeah.
I support that, sir.
I do like that.
I support that.
Dinner rolls and corn chips.
Uh-huh. So, once again, our very own Coco is ahead of the curve as the New York Post. Now, I don't call what you do this. New York Post says the hottest new trend is dumpster diving.
Hey-oh! Yeah! I would.
He's not getting in the dumpsters.
No, that's
to
my
be
one.
Clear.
That's my one rule. I don't pull anything out.
He does have a magic dumpster near his apartment that gifts him things all the time.
The weirdest things.
If you're new to the show on K-Rock, he has found brand new Jordans over there.
Yep.
He has found multiple televisions.
Numerous TVs.
Gargantuan plants.
Yeah, there's always plants and like household items.
Household items. Someone... Last week he found a full functioning oven.
Oh, yeah.
Is that still in the truck?
No, I put it.
You put
in
it
the
over there?
Back room. That way, if we can't get into here, we can get into the.
Oh, was there only one Jordan? It wasn't a pair?
Oh, sorry. No,
that's right. One Jordan and one Van sneaker.
Yes.
It's
sorry,
a gift.
That was very big in the corrections needed.
It was very good. Donkey likes
donkey.
To correct and fix things.
Donkey.
Donkey is clicking links from 7 years ago, and it's not working.
Yeah, there's
an article out.
Numerous.
From the New York Post. That says people are dumpster diving, and specifically in wealthy areas.
Yeah.
And around colleges.
Because
these college kids, they don't give an F.
Right,
especially, I bet, when SU got out. Bro.
The younger the people that move out from the apartments around me, the better.
They don't value the cost of things.
Or they just, I don't.
That's probably what
I don't
it
know.
Is.
They
They're
just
like,
don't want it.
I don't
or,
need it.
Yeah.
What do you think is
it's
the most expensive? What do you think is the most expensive thing you found there? Is that oven? Probably.
If I can get that oven.
It's like a $600 oven.
Yeah. I bet that would be it. But I mean, yeah, the TVs and that $200 mirror
that
I have still.
That's
just there.
Yeah. So the article says the idea is now students are moving out for the year like they are right now, these last couple of weekends, and they're ditching valuable furniture, clothing, electronics, and appliances.
Yeah.
Especially at the bougie colleges.
Yeah, it's true. They don't have a way to get any of that stuff home.
Katie's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Giant oven. What am I going to do with it?
They've been able to leave stuff for a couple of years. Now what are they going to do with all these random big items that they've got, so they
yeah
just,
like they've probably got a nicer couch at home or they've got a nicer TV at home.
Well, that's how I got those plants, was that very young couple was like, well, we're moving to Colorado, we have a Honda Civic,
mm-hmm.
and that's all we have,
yeah,
so anything that can't fit in this, you know, one little car, they put in front of the dumpster.
That's how I found Cody. Deb was going on a road trip and she just like left him on the sidewalk.
She was like,
I can't,
I want to, but
I got the car's full, so
I
got to
put more valuables in
and
here.
And I said, hey, fella, come on in here.
And now I'm here.
Come on in here.
You lured me in with a cheeseburger.
Friends say they make a good living doing it because now they're flipping things. So you dumpster dive.
Yeah.
You find all this good stuff. Post it. I don't know where you would post it, eBay or something. I don't know where people.
Anywhere. Yeah, right. Anywhere, really. I mean, why not?
Every day is like Christmas morning, they said. It's a really fun hobby that has changed our lives. It feels good knowing that we saved things from going to the dump and giving it a second life. That is nice.
Yeah.
That is nice.
A lot of stuff. Even when I don't take it, I'm glad to see it. Someone takes the stuff that I don't, because it's like, that's valuable.
Mm-hmm.
It's a usable item.
Yeah, Joe in chat says, my friend used to clean the dorms at SU and I got free stuff all the time.
Oh, I bet. Oh, man. Yeah, I can
not
only
to, like,
imagine.
Stereotype, but those are a lot of rich kids up there.
No, you don't have to stereotype.
It's a lot of rich kids.
It's the truth.
It's a lot of rich kids that probably have a lot of good, expensive stuff they
don't
care about.
No, just leave it. I bet a lot of them forget TVs because they're just used to
being, like, everything is bought and paid for in their life. So, a whole computer, exactly. Exactly.
I have another computer at home, so I don't need this MacBook, so... Yep. I'll just leave it. I'll throw it on the pile.
I'd imagine a million tables and stuff, all of them.
You guys finding anything in dumpsters? You guys out there not diving? Don't be climbing in dumpsters.
And yeah,
you guys finding anything?
I need a new outdoor, like, mini patio set. The big metal chairs that
you
found years
dumpster,
ago.
Yeah,
those are by the dumpster, but they're kind of rusted now, and I don't want to take them out and spray paint and wait them to dry. I need something more comfortable to sit in.
When away and get a house, are you still going to revisit your dumpster from time to time?
Oh, I should.
It's like a loot crate for you. It's like that's where things spawn for you.
It's crazy.
Just
the
drive
things,
by it every once in a while to
because,
visit.
Because it's not, like, those aren't just, that's what they've had, the things that I've taken.
Mm-hmm.
There's things all the time. I just, sometimes don't have room or whatever.
You're
the
not
case.
In the... market for that item at the moment.
Mm-hmm. I found that sound bar.
Yes, you did.
I have that huge sound bar that I still don't know what to do with because I just need the power cord and have to test it and see if it works.
Yeah.
I found that weird walking. Remember, it was that like treadmill kind of thing that was like for.
Oh, yeah.
For walking, though. That was brand new and untouched.
That falls into the category of, I don't want to haul this somewhere else.
Yep.
I'll throw it in the dumpster.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, some of these things, I just, even if I don't have a need for it, like, I don't need that oven, but it's like, all right, let's figure this out.
Yeah.
Let's figure this out.
That's a good oven. Otherwise, it's going to a landfill.
Or someone else is going to grab it and then sell it themselves for.
Scrap it or something.
Because I'm going to try to sell that thing. I imagine none of us need a huge restaurant style.
Bro, there's a house up by me. I'll give them a free plug because up on Route 57, right before you get to RFH's, I'm getting really local right now. I don't know if this person owned a pizzeria or like legitimately their yard right now says for sale. And there's massive pizza ovens.
Yo.
And like restaurant stuff in their yard.
That's weird.
And I've driven by it like every day this week and I'm like, do I need a restaurant?
You do. You absolutely do.
Like my
do,
wife
though.
Walks in the basement and I have a restaurant size pizza oven.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I don't know who this person is or how they got this stuff, but it is available.
Maybe like a restaurant they closed and they had to take everything out of it.
Maybe.
Type deal. I don't know.
But reading some of the chat, twitch.tv/the show.
Everyone says you need it, by the way.
Barber says, use mattresses I've taken. I found an acoustic guitar that plays wonderfully. Malloy finds a lot of porn mags.
My heater.
Your heater, well. Your little fireplace.
I'm just remembering things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your apartment is 80% dumpster finds at this point. Yeah.
My every lamp.
Every lamp.
Every lamp. All lamps. That's hilarious.
Rover says, all the off-campus housing, the kids leave almost everything by the curb at the end of the year. Couches, furniture, fans, all the good stuff they don't want to bring home and have the money to leave there. That's the move, man. That's the move.
Yeah. Yeah.
Memoli, if I had a garage, I would put that pizza oven in the garage, but...
Your basement, though.
I don't know how you'd move it. It's literally, it's like, if you walk,
giant ass.
Like, you're like, I don't know how it got there.
Figure it out.
But if you're in the market for that, head up Route 57 this morning. There's a guy's yard.
Let's go.
That's got a pizzeria in it.
Put it in the back of the K-Rock truck. Figure it out later.
Smart buyers are choosing Toyota Gold Certified Used at Burdick Toyota. Choose a Toyota Certified Used Corolla, Camry, RAV4, Highlander, or Tacoma, including hybrid models. Then get today's best APR rate at Burdick Toyota in Cicero. At Burdick Toyota, all of our hand-picked pre-owned Toyota models offer terrific value for the money. And so do our other carefully chosen used rides. Find better used every day at Burdick Toyota in Cicero. Shop BurdickToyota.com.
To design the Lexus ES, all we had to do was listen. Your ears said exactly where to put the speakers. Your eyes told us where to put the available head-up display.
Hey, Lexus, find me an alternate route.
Even your right foot helped out. It let us know you'd enjoy a little more torque. Turns out, you had a lot to tell us. We certainly heard you. The Lexus ES, not just for you, by you. See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
Whiskey Wednesday tonight, 7 o'clock. Well, you might be over at Lorna Shore, and you don't have time for me.
Oh, yeah.
Might be Cody's weekend, I guess. It's either. If you aren't going to Lorna Shore, though, tonight, I'll be live on twitch.tv/the show.
Hey-o.
7 o'clock tonight. Josh, I'm clicking a link from September 2002, and it's not working.
I don't understand.
I'm really hammering on Donkey today. What are you looking at? What are you looking
at? That's what I saw.
What?
Burger King is going to have an orange dreamsicle freezy upcoming summer treat that blends high C orange lava burst.
Hold on.
And some orange candy pieces, which I don't care
Hold
about.
Hold on.
And into their freezy stuff. So it's going to be a high C freezy.
Start over
I didn't
again.
Think they could do that.
My brain short circuited. Go ahead again with that.
Burger King.
Yeah.
Is going to make a high C orange freezy.
So it's, go ahead.
It's little candy, orange candy pieces, which I don't really care
about. So it's my favorite drink of all time, but in slushy form?
They're freezies.
What is that?
Those are like the I always mess them up. There's a like Icy's. They're freezies. They're slushies.
I'm gonna try it because Hi-C Orange is my favorite beverage.
But interesting, they could do that.
What do you mean?
Because it doesn't McDonald's. No,
Burger King balled out. Remember when McDonald's dumped off Hi-C Orange?
Yeah.
Dumb mistake. It's the best fast food drink is Hi-C Orange.
Burger King's like,
we got you, and they did. And then McDonald's is like, no, JK, we want it back. And Burger King's like, all right, well, we're keeping it too.
Okay.
So you can get it there too. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they swooped right in.
I like that. Right. A lot of them sometimes are like, no, I'm sorry, we have Coke products or whatever the hell.
Yeah. All right. Listen, I've given you guys a day to get caught up on Monday Night Raw.
I did.
I was waiting for Cody to see it.
I did.
So if you still haven't watched it, spoiler alert, we're going to talk Monday Night Raw. Only because of something that happened.
Some interesting stuff. It was a fun development.
So Obafemi comes out, does his whole thing. He has like that specific pose he does in the middle of the ring or whatever.
And already last week, to start his open challenge thing, he already has run out of people.
Why?
Because
he's so big?
Well, that made me curious last week when they already did that angle of nobody is coming out ever. He had to go back and find two guys to beat up. That made me curious. Nowhere did I think that would happen.
So he's out in the ring and the lights are off.
Yep.
And he's hit with, a bunch of F5s?
He got, I think, four.
Four F5s?
Yeah.
By Brock Lesnar, who we all thought retired at WrestleMania.
Took off his
He took off his boots.
Booty thing.
And his gloves.
His little mittens.
We thought he was putting Oba over at WrestleMania, which he did.
And maybe he's...
And then we...
Doing it again?
I don't know. Like, I think we both have the same theory of TKO backed up the Brinks truck. And they're like, whoa.
I wouldn't be surprised because...
We need you through the summer.
Because then...
We have this giant guy we can't do anything with.
Well, because then you got to start to be careful. I don't know if... You know, how he works and his contracts and all that. Because if he retires, then is he free to work other places?
Oh, and they don't
want
that.
Then all of a sudden, AEW says, I'll give you $5 million to work one match.
Yeah, but AEW, it's great that all these wrestlers have a place to go, but then AEW doesn't do anything to them. They just die on the vine over there.
The problem is that there is a lot of people over there. So much so that they bought Ring of Honor and had to fill. And now they've filled that up as well. I have the same feeling where I get, and it's other places too. When they go over to like WWE, there's only so much they can do. There's only so much time for wrestling. Mm-hmm. But AEW likes to collect.
Yeah,
they like to collect.
But yeah, and there's wrestlers that, and I'm not as deep into it as Cody, so I'm kind of talking out of my ass. But there's wrestlers that do better at AEW than they did.
Yeah.
Like who is that? Who's that guy with the scarf?
MJF.
MJF. He's in AEW right now, and he seems to be doing better there, right?
Yes, I think that eventually, I think he could be a WWE guy because he's kind of very, you know, WWE prototypical, but
yeah.
He's doing just fine where he is. Yeah.
Whereas Danhausen didn't work in AEW.
Yeah, something was different there.
Clicking in WWE. Hambone says we just got worked.
Yeah.
That's the other theory I saw is that Paul Heyman was kind of like putting his fingers in his eyes to get him to cry during that. And Paul Heyman is the ultimate showman when it comes to that. So maybe it was a work.
Yeah.
Why would it be just a random Monday Night Raw to have him come back?
Well, because it's going to be at the Clash.
At the Clash.
So, which is also weird because then because that'll be May and then does Brock get the W here? Which, you know, might as well kill all of Oba's momentum that he just had. And now they've got the third match somewhere in the summer. Do they do it in his hometown,
that's
Brock, and then he loses and then he leaves there?
That was a theory all along, he was going to lose in Minneapolis at SummerSlam.
What? Yeah, because now what? Now he wants to go out with a victory?
Yeah. Yeah, Jealousy says a rubber match at SummerSlam. I don't know. One of your biggest guys, Brock Lesnar, has that whole scene at WrestleMania, goes away, comes back at a random Monday Night Raw, and then now I'm like, what did they do? They give him a bunch of money just to do a few matches in the summer, and that's it?
They got
to
be careful, though.
Why?
Because, I mean, how many times do you want to see this that was huge before, and then they're going to do it again, and then are we going to... be just as excited for the third? Because, I mean, we'll see, because it's a Brock match, and they're going to put him over. They're just going to have him at 5 and 4 times again and win.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, okay, well.
Hambone says, losing to Brock is not losing momentum. Taking one loss after he destroyed Brock at Mania and destroyed half the roster is not losing momentum.
Well I don't know. I disagree a little, because you build him up this monster. He ended Brock, then Brock just comes back and, I got beat you.
Yeah. That I kinda like kind of how it ended. Like, Oba is going to be the next huge guy. Yes. Like, physically huge guy.
But it wasn't just much for him to do.
I don't know.
You can't just destroy everybody, but... Have him do some wrestling.
Have
now.
Gunther retire, Brock.
That's just it. Over.
Lots of stuff going on. Lorna Shore over at Sharky's. Who's that other band that you want to see?
Paleface Swiss.
That's a big interesting band coming name. Up.
It's supposed to be, pardon me, one of the more up and coming of those real hard screamy bands. And I watched a couple of their live videos and stuff, because I was unfamiliar with them, and they are interesting.
Yeah, Colin was saying, I think his nephew's really into them or something.
I'm in for some fun times there. And then I forget the first, but I am familiar with them. Something in the Sworn or the Swarm. I forget.
No, what time's the show start?
I just looked that up. 5:30 is all I know. The doors open.
Gotcha. So get in there nice and early. Cody will be out there tailgating. Say hi. I don't know if we have any giveaways or anything. You do.
I'll look and see if there's anything that would be funny to bring over. I'm not bringing anything.
Bring it all, man. Dump it all out.
But I'm going to see, because I know somewhere, I think we still got some Steak'em shirts.
Yeah, bring some Steak'em shirts.
Yeah, got it. Got to get a Steak'em shirt.
Got to get that Steak'em shirt.
I got two.
I'm here to tell you guys the bad news is that, and this isn't just us, regardless of our current situation, radio station vehicles are not full of gifts and prizes at all times. I'm here to tell you that. That is not just a K-Rock problem. That is anywhere I've ever worked.
Yeah.
You're not going to pull up in the van and it's just loaded with shirts waiting to give them away.
Well, and then the thing is that the people are like, those days are long gone. I wasn't even here.
Those days never existed.
I've been here for 18
maybe in the 70s?
Years now. Yeah, because even when I got here, we never just had boxes of shirts to give to people.
No, they don't. They don't exist. I'm very sorry.
Yeah. I wish.
I will be launching show merch this year.
Yeah, I would.
You'll
like
be able
it.
To buy stuff from us. But the days of just
radio
stations full of CDs and T-shirts are gone.
I've got my shirts, the K-Rock shirts I have.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that I wear all the time are from the DFB, one logo that I really like.
Yeah.
I wear that every day almost.
You literally jersey swapped with a Papa John's employee last Friday.
And then I have a couple of those, so I was able to switch with the Papa John's employee. And then I have the one or two that are the gray K-Rock generic logo, not the ones that say crew or staff on the back or whatever.
I'm thinking of like stupid merch we could do.
Oh, I...
Like a pencil? Like just have pencils?
Oh, that would be...
It's a pencil.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a ruler.
Gotta have that, like, cheap, free, silly things that, like, lawyers would give you.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a little notebook.
I want one of those little things that you, like, you know, remember those things you'd flip them inside out and you put them on your desk and then they pop?
Yes.
I want those.
You just kind of go on one of those websites where they do all that stuff and then you very easily go that and that and that.
That and that.
Yep.
Well, in the newest issue of Yeah No Duh magazine... Chicks are attracted to hot guys. All right,
I think everyone's attracted to hot guys.
Everyone's attracted to hot guys. And men are attracted to hot women and men. So let me read the article. A new report looked at the most desired body types, and it's a whole bunch of words to say, yes, it's Cody and I. There's the spoiler. It's Cody and I. No, it's 15% body fat. Who is that? That's like a professional athlete, right?
I don't think that one's too bad.
A report looked at the most desired body types. And again, look how you look. Don't worry about what other people crave. You look fine. You look fine.
Yeah, like what you like.
Like what you like. The perfect male body is 15% body fat, which is the most athletic guy I can think of.
I got 15% in each boob.
Yeah. I think my ass is 15% body fat, to be honest.
I wish I had more fat in my ass, though.
Experts
say... I miss
my
fat little butt.
Women, and this is real groundbreaking, women gravitate towards more chiseled male physiques. Sure.
What happened to the dad bods thing?
Nah, that was always a lie. That was not... The dad bod was when the dad bod is attached to Brad Pitt. Like, there was never a dad bod.
Well, it was...
Crave.
It was that picture of, like, Leonardo DiCaprio... Not quite a four-pack on the beach. Remember that one picture of him like a bathing suit?
Yeah.
Like, Leo out there with his dad bod. Yeah. And like, I'd love that.
Yeah, the dad bod that everybody was raving about was never a dad. This is a dad's bod.
Yeah, yeah. You crave it?
You don't crave this.
You crave it? You crave it? There it is.
You don't seek it out.
Drink it in.
Look at it.
Take it all in.
Twitch.tv/the show. Twitch.tv/the show. This isn't what you were looking for. It never was. Mm. You were like, I love Chris Hemsworth and his dad bod. Oh, okay. Okay.
We're all just looking for that before.
Dating.
It's like that. Yeah, it's like the Nate Bargatze joke where he's going to work out, but he saw the before picture and was like, can I have that?
Yeah.
Can I get to that?
Yeah. Dating.com 2 years ago had, like you're saying now, 75% of single people said they were fans of the dad bod.
I mean,
was it just to make us feel better? Was it always a lie?
I think that it's the same way that dudes, like, yeah, I don't mind a very fit chick.
Yeah.
But I also don't care. If you're not at all, because then you won't be making me go to the gym.
That's also clutch. That's also clutch.
Yeah, if you can go to the gym without me.
I don't
want
to be with somebody who would make me feel bad about not going to the gym.
I don't want to. You go. I'll be right here. I'll make you dinner and I'll be here when you go.
Like, maybe it's my own thing, but even when gym people are like posting on their social media, like, another workout today. I'm like, oh, as I'm sitting there eating a...
Yeah, right.
Eating a bowl of mashed potatoes.
They don't even look that good.
They look that probably aren't as happy as me. They don't know what they were. Separate poll from Planet Fitness found 78% of women associated dad bods with confidence. All right, I got that.
Yeah, because it's...
I'm happy with who I am and in my own body. I'm not...
I think it's just a matter of, as long as you're not like... gross type deal. I'm a little gross. They want healthy and not, you know, able to do things. Like you could go to the beach and throw the frisbee around with your family if you needed to.
I could.
You know what I mean?
I gotta be careful on these ankles.
I know that's like the worst thing. You know, you're out on your ankles.
Oh,
you're
at the beach. Yeah.
I'm just coming up with it if you needed to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could be in an indoor gymnasium rolling a ball to somebody.
There you go.
I could go bowling.
See? Well, still careful though, going up there with those ankles with that follow through.
I gotta be careful on these ankles, bud. They're weak.
Watch out.
I got weak ankles. Yeah, your mom loved that pickle sausage.
Yeah, she did.
People are eating these pickled sausages, man. Velcro ate one.
I think Video Ryan might do one. I told him because he saw it when I was leaving. I had him in the bag to give to Deb, and he was out there, and he goes, "What?"
Yeah, exactly. If you didn't catch yesterday's show, our boys Andy and Gil were here because we picked out our ice cream for Summit Federal Credit Union Days of Syracuse.
Yep.
Let me run through a quick plug for that. In and around Clinton Square coming up 5th and 6th of June.
Mm.
So two weekends, basically.
Oh.
Two weekends, bud. You better get working on your booth. Coco will be there with his punched booth and so many other delicious $2 samples, live music all day, both days.
I was just looking at the list. Oh, man, there's some good stuff.
Yep. So Gilligan's comes in.
Oh, yep. Chris liked them, too. Oh, my God.
Gosh, you love it.
That's not a shock.
Syracuse sausage gobblers. So we are it's been, like, 6 years we've made ice cream, if not more. I don't know.
I feel like it's got to be more because it started before COVID, didn't it?
Yeah.
So
regardless, we've been making our own ice cream flavor with Gilligan's for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And this year we decided the theme needed to be cookie butter. Cookie butter was big in our lives this year, especially the Biscoff cookies that you guys have turned us on to.
Oh, I love it.
Gil named it Butterface. Hilarious. And we decided on the concoction yesterday. But it's a long way to say they also brought in a big old jug of pickled sausages.
Yep.
which were just the talk of the office yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. I don't need a pickled sausage.
I'm going to make him try one. He will be trying one.
At some
one.
Point, I will. I'm really trying to keep that BP down.
He keeps
you know
using
me.
That as an excuse. Like, that's going to rocket him into heart attack.
I got to really keep an eye on my BP.
Taking a bite of that, nothing I can do.
Keep that BP in check.
There'll be nothing he could do all day to help prevent things.
But Velcro comes in here. Velcro is Big Paul from Gomez's show.
Yep.
And goes, what is this?
He'll eat anything, he'll basically. Eat anything.
He is, I don't even know what he is.
Yeah.
Comes in here and he's like, and he eats one of them. And then you said, Deb texted you, said, bring me one of those. I like those.
Well, I'm,
because you remembered that your brother ate the Big Mamas.
Yes, Casey would get the Big Mamas
the
in that, those gross bag ones from like the gas stations and stuff. Definitely wasn't high, I'm sure.
Yeah. But, and I didn't know that the Big Mamas I've seen at gas stations are pickled sausages, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I watched her eat one, though. I made
her. She
did? I was like, right here. Here you go. Do it right in front of me.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to, because I don't like kielbasa, one. And my least favorite thing with sausages, one of the reasons that sometimes I don't even make, like, the State Fair sausages, is I hate that. Like pull when you bite it and like the skin
the
doesn't
snap.
Just come apart like it's supposed to. And
he does not like tubed meats, folks.
That texture, there's something about that texture and the feeling of it. And I just, that right there.
See, Ogre in chat says the pickled pepperoni that Cheese Stuff Company does, he says it's like crack. That I'd probably try.
Pepperoni, I like. Hard-boiled eggs, I don't really like, so no thank you.
Cheese-filled is just my favorite, so.
But yeah, they just do real good work.
Yeah.
But those, I'll wait to show the thing till it's on there if you want.
What, the label?
I
haven't glued it on there yet, but I made our own label for it, because now going forward, now that we've got a big old jug of pickled sausages, they're being offered to all of our guests.
Yes. Oh, do what?
I won't offer Insulations Unlimited yet, because I haven't finished the label.
But you know, Lee?
Who's Lee? Oh, I want one of you. I'll offer
Lee.
Yeah. So a couple of AI stories as...
A1 talking? The steak sauce?
Let me see here. Yeah, well, there was a bunch of, like, during college graduations, there was a bunch of, like, CEOs praising AI, and they'd get booed.
Yeah.
Because I think that the tech bros think that Gen Z was going to be way more excited about AI than they actually are. Really not.
No, because what it's immediately doing is taking away, like, it's not taking jobs, but it's taking away jobs from these people that that's trying to get everyone excited.
Yeah.
That industry, you want those people excited for it. Well, then don't make posters and thing AI and take away opportunities.
It's had a real bad rollout.
All these people that it's supposed to be helping.
I use, full disclosure, I use AI for multiple things. I'll use it for different...
Yeah, but for good, not evil.
Yeah, I use it for graphics that I want, like, inspiration for. I use Claude for a lot of coding, just because I'm not up on current coding and JavaScript language coding. Ladies, calm down,
he's
please.
Not. Okay, whatever.
Please, ladies. I find that...
Thought you were a man.
Listen, I know it's raining in some places. Let me dry it up real quick. Mm-hmm. I am having trouble coding certain things. Variations of mobile displays and desktop displays using iframes and JavaScript. So Claude has helped me with that, ladies. Okay. anybody? Hello? Any panties? No? Okay. So I use it as a tool.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're good. You're back. Okay.
You're
sorry.
So horny.
I didn't know. All of a sudden, I had the weirdest.
You ladies. So I use it as a tool. But it's getting a ton of pushback, and rightfully so. It is. It's funny because people, like, there's industries that have been like, all right, good, we can fire all these people and then replace them with AI. And then the second they replace them with AI, AI screws up massively and, like, deletes things. And then they're like, oh, I guess we got to hire the people back.
Yeah, because they get people that think that it's a shortcut.
Yeah.
And so now everything looks generic.
Everything looks generic.
It's that generic cartoon.
I don't know why every restaurant now makes AI. Like, it's you're showing me your food. You're showing me what AI thinks your food looks like.
Yep. There's places that, there's a place that I'm thinking of specifically that does that, like, every day. And I'm like, that's not your food.
That's not your food. I don't like that that's a trend in restaurants right now. I get that it's easy.
And it's weird because this place will put in like their bartenders and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, so now you're sitting there typing in like, well, my hot bartender with cleavage and big fat boot, like
possibly there. You can also train it. You can train it with the model. So if I know I'm going to be using that AI, I can upload a photo of you.
Yes,
and then AI knows that's Cody, so I can just say show Cody doing this. Or
but
whatever.
If you go to like these pictures of these women,
oh, they're very busty.
They're not. There's no pictures of them just with their boobs out.
Sure.
Yeah. So it's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Like, is John Travolta AI? When he comes back on TV, you need to look at him. He's disturbing.
Is his beard that beard?
Yeah, this. What is he doing?
What's crazy is that none of his beards connect to anything.
No, they don't. His facial hair is just out there.
If you look, the mustache doesn't connect to anything.
No, it doesn't.
The middle part doesn't connect to anything.
No.
And the beard doesn't because he's bald again, or now.
John Travolta, what are we doing, bud?
It's very confusing.
So, anyways. Anyways, Sarah, where did my podcast image? What podcast image? The podcast image I use for our podcast is a photographer took a photo of a wall of speakers, and I paid for the licensing for it.
Huh.
Uh-huh. So a college used AI to read the graduates' names, and it malfunctioned and stopped reading it. It was skipping students. It wasn't doing it right.
Yeah, that's something I feel like you have to test and then sit there and listen the whole time while it goes through everybody. So sit there for an hour and make sure.
Practice.
Yep, you're going to have to.
They were using AI to read off the names, and then it failed.
Here's what's happening. We're using a new AI system as our reader.
Instead of just reading the names ourselves.
Yeah. So that is a lesson learned for us. It didn't feel sincere.
No.
And it kind of felt like they didn't care. I would have liked a little bit more thought to go into it rather than pushing something as simple as reading some names off to an AI device.
Yeah.
Because you think that that's not, like, we're saving some time. You're not.
You're not.
Because you now, you have
to. There's no way AI knows how to pronounce everybody's names, and it didn't.
Well, now you have to now do that. Like, I don't know how, if they just be like, hey, put it. Say everybody's name from but you're going to have to input everybody's name, right?
Yeah.
So now you're doing double the work instead of just
reading
having
it
in front of you, reading the names.
Yeah, and again, I'm not anti-AI.
No, I do use
it. And
yeah,
Sarah's saying there's the who made the image of building clay? Somebody, I think Garrett made it here, probably using AI.
Posty or something like that.
I'm sure they use AI. And there people, it's fine. Like, Brewer Union makes funny AI photos of them, like, being rednecks and stuff.
Yeah.
That's fine. I get that it takes up a lot of, you know, energy. Fine. But I think it's getting a lot of pushback now because people are, they're out of, like, the haze of this miracle AI thing, which I always say, it's going to cure cancer. It's going to do a lot of great things medically.
Yes.
It's just not for everything right now. And reading graduates' names.
Yes. I just think we were looking for, like, one good thing before we just beat AI into the ground.
Yeah.
Like, we're already beating it into the ground, and it's done nothing.
Yeah.
We've done nothing.
There was a fantastic clip I saw yesterday of, I don't know what movie the guy made. Not The Matrix. It was whatever. He was a movie director. And he's like, I don't feel like AI is going to replace creatives because AI doesn't look forward. It doesn't have new ideas.
No. Yeah.
It all looks backwards. So it's like, yeah, AI can make a movie, but it's not a new movie. It's little microcosms of past movies.
Yeah.
And maybe it's a story and maybe it's cool and all that, but it's not new creative thought.
No.
AI can't come up with new ideas, is what I say. Anyways, I could talk about this forever.
It's good.
It's nerdy stuff that I like.
We got to learn this before, you know, because that's the other thing is that too many people are uninformed. Like, I am very uninformed with this, and I can just go to that ChatGPT thing to make my little pictures.
Sure.
So I'm sure that, you know,
and
I'm draining small streams every time. So,
but you aren't really anymore. Like,
you gotta
learn. There is a lot of water usage that goes into it, but it's they've really figured out how to reuse water and stuff.
That's good.
That's why I push back against all these big, like, data centers, because we're not going to need big data centers in 5 years.
No.
Maybe right now we need gigantic buildings that do data and probably suck up all our electricity.
Yeah.
But in 5 years, computing shrinks. Go look how big a computer was in 1950 versus how big a computer is now. It's in your pocket.
Yep.
So we're just going to have what? Gigantic data center buildings that are being empty?
Unless you can lock these companies into some weird ass contract that says, I don't care, you have to put something in this building for forever times.
And that never is going to happen.
No. But you know what I mean? Like, All right, your data center's all done there in a couple years? Well, then you better turn it into a goddamn food court.
Kelly, they use water, so AI is...
I don't either, but I know it, so I say it. I have no clue.
It's cooling. So the water is used for cooling because it's computing power. Computers get hot. They use water for cooling.
Hot what?
But what
you can't
they started
dump water
doing,
on a computer? Are they crazy?
What they started doing is recapturing it. So think of chicken wing. Let me do this.
Explain it to me like I am a six-year-old.
Let me think. You got a thing of chicken wings,
okay.
All right?
Okay.
And what happens when you close that chicken wing and then you open them up when you get home? What's inside of there?
Chicken wings.
Yes, but...
Wait.
Steam and water, right? So, yeah, I mean, he's right. He is right. There was chicken wings. But.
I missed you. I get it.
They're getting better at recapturing the steam.
Oh, okay.
It used to just be like we cooled the computer, steam goes away.
Is it like how I think I'm getting more in my Gatorade bottle when I get it in the morning and it's got condensation in it? So I shake it and go, a little extra Gatorade for
yes.
me.
Sure. They've been recapturing the steam. It's it's really deep,
okay,
deep,
no,
nerdy stuff.
But I get what you're saying. Instead of just...
Technology always advances. And we don't know what kind of pollution it's creating. We don't know any of that yet.
I don't need that ozone.
There's a data center down... it's in Utah or something, or maybe Nevada. I don't know. I didn't read the whole story, but... It's like been sucking up the water from this town, and they're like, where's our water going? And so it's like, that stuff needs to be figured out.
Toasty.
That stuff needs to be figured out, but otherwise, I don't know. Anyways, that's a whole big soapbox I don't need to get on. We've got Rob in the studio from Installations Unlimited. How are you doing, Rob?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We are, awesome. We're great. Now let's get into a couple things here, because we were talking off air that car audio... You said it's not the same as it used to be back in the 90s, but it's got to be better, right? Like the technology has to be better.
Technology is better, and the products that we offer are more, you know, customer-driven. So we have solutions now for boats, motorcycles, side-by-sides, golf carts. And back in the day, it was just car audio, right? So
yeah.
We were taking car audio stuff and putting it in other things.
Okay.
Now we have solution-based audio where we really can, you know, it's spring, it's summertime, all the toys come out. So now we have options to do lights, audio, in all these summer toys.
Do people still need to take their faceplate off and carry it into the mall with them so nobody steals their...
Man, those were awesome back in the day, but no, we don't need to do that anymore.
No. You'd go to Installations Unlimited and there'd be like the wall of
that
all
was the
faceplates.
Best.
And remember that one? Was it like a Pioneer system
had
where
the
like
dolphins.
Had the dolphins on it, dude?
Absolutely.
So you can still get... I'm sorry, I'm going to sound old. You can still get dope subs, right? Like, you can get subwoofers and all that stuff.
So all the big brands are still around. The
Good.
JL Audio, the Pioneer, the Rockford Fosgate, all the big brands are still out there. And again, they still make the big subwoofers, but it's not as popular as it once was. More popular now is just solution-based things.
Yeah.
It sounds better, too.
Or I'll occasionally see those videos on TikTok of, I don't know what these competitions are.
Oh, the hair is moving.
Yeah,
the
we're like, what are they? Is it like just a bass competition these guys
just
go to?
Yeah, sound pressure, right? SPL. So they just try to measure how much pressure they can put inside the vehicle via the subwoofer.
I don't want to sound like the old man, but you're going to damage your hearing, guys.
Yeah, you got to put in earplugs for that.
Oh, yeah. It's wild. Wild. But it's fun.
It is fun.
Music creates an atmosphere. People dance. People have a good time. So when we're doing boats, we're talking to customers. Are you just taking a ride down the river for background music? Or are we going to go somewhere and turn it up and have a good time?
Yeah.
And I'll cater what I'm offering that customer to what they use the boat for.
Yeah, I've seen
that's
those boats
idea.
That have
I never
those,
thought
like,
of that.
Those big cone-shaped speakers that shoot out the back.
That's a party.
Those tie up at Sylvan Beach. So we do all the audio. The audio's still there.
Well, our name, right? Installations Unlimited.
Sure.
So we do a lot of different things. We have a home division or commercial division. So we do televisions, home security, home speakers. We do backyard audio, outdoor televisions. We do bars. We do restaurants. We do a huge, like, 100-foot screens. We do the jammer screen back there. So we do a lot of different things. And then on the car side, we do lift kits for trucks, wheels and tires, LED lights, leather interior, starry headliners. We're talking, you know, even in home theaters, we do black ceilings and we do fiber optic lights.
Holy cow!
In houses and in cars, right?
Yeah.
So we're doing one today, and a guy wants his car with a black roof with fiber optic lights, and he wants his logos put in his.
That's cool.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And you'll do all of it. So I just show up to you and I write the check and you show up to the house or whatever and you install all of it. Yeah, anything.
For sure. Yeah, we have four guys in the home division on the road every day and we have seven techs on the car side in the shop every day working away.
And is it still just the one location over in North Syracuse?
In North Syracuse, we are block south of Sweetheart Corners, right off of Route 11. Easy to get to.
You've been
right
there forever, right?
We've been in that location about 23 years.
23 years, yep. Yeah.
Yeah, we've been around since 1987, so almost 40 years. Next year is going to be a big party for us.
That's going to be awesome. Yeah. Well, get over and see them at Installations Unlimited. They'll do it all, like Rob just said. Everything from cars, motorcycles, boats, jet skis, anything. Yeah. Anything can go.
Get your jet ski a six system.
Get your motorcycle some six speakers, man. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
That would be neat.
All right, Rob. Thank you. And then next month, we haven't announced it yet, but they're sponsoring something you guys are really going to want to be excited about, and they've got a giveaway next month.
We'll talk about that
in a few weeks. Thank you so much, Rob.
Thank you, guys.
Whiskey Wednesday, 7 o'clock tonight on twitch.tv/KRockCNY. I'll get myself something to drink. And or if you're going to Lorna Shore, get yourself something to smoke with Coke.
That's what we're doing there and all in the back below.
So if you are home and you want to watch a little whiskey show, 7 o'clock tonight, twitch.tv/theshow.
And snack.
Oh, bring I'm going to have that ice cream. I got to remember to get that ice cream.
Leave us stuff a note. I tell you.
Remind me at 10:30 to get ice cream.
For my butt! Damn it. Because I yelled it.
Because you didn't say the same tone.
I yelled it.
If you just said it.
For my butt.
Yeah.
It would have worked.
Let me try another one. Say it. Remind me at 10:30 to get ice cream.
For my butt.
It wanted to. It wanted to. It started to do the little typing thing.
Hey,
it was like, for my.
Hey.
What now, he said?
Hey.
What did he say? He did.
Ice cream.
Jackson Pollock had a painting sell yesterday. And I feel like.
They look like ours. They're Jackson Pollocks.
Yeah, we're Jackson Pollocks. Mm-hmm. Are any of those worth $181.2 million?
Maybe mine, not yours or smoothies.
Like, art is money laundering, right? Like, there's no way a painting is worth $181 million.
No, it's...
It's rich people moving rich stuff around.
Yes, yes.
So they can have assets that they can say are worth $181 million.
Yep, and then sell that. It's worth $181, so I'll sell it to you for $150, but now give me $150 in cash.
Jackson Pollock's 1948 painting number 7A sold for $181.2 million at Christie's, tripling the previous record of What? Hold on a second. That's not triple. $107 million? That's not triple. Anyways.
Oh, wow.
A total generating art sale at one auction on Monday was $1.1 billion, man.
Oh, my God.
There's two totally different worlds we live in, I guess.
Yeah.
There's the billionaires and the millionaires.
Yep.
And there's the rest of us.
The people that make
drive
them.
Anywhere.
Well,
yeah.
The people that make them their millions and billions.
They make them, and then we're too dumb and stupid to be billionaires,
but they,
right?
They claim that, well, yeah, you make it for me, and then I'll give you the tiniest little bit because that's all you are
worth. That's all you're worth. You're a stupid moron. You're just a worker.
Yes.
I'm a CEO. I'm smarter than all of you.
I am a millionaire.
I'm smarter than all of you. 28 artworks surpassed $100 million, including a Leonardo da Vinci
piece. Hey, it's a da Vinci.
Oh. Sold for $450 million. Oh, my God. Anyways.
Unreal.
Anyways. I hope the billionaires are doing all right, though. They sound like they are.
We don't think about them enough.
Like they are. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We're live. We are back. Sorry, Lee, to do that to you. I'm rattled.
People are fans of them.
So we made a joke just moments ago saying that we're going to start offering pickled sausages to our guests. We knew Lee Baldwin was coming up. We offered him a pickle sausage. He dove right in.
Oh,
he dove right
delicious.
In.
Delicious.
8:45. Huh? Pickled sausage with Lee Baldwin.
These are tears of joy.
Oh, my goodness.
These are tears of joy.
You would eat those at the bar back in the day?
Back in the day.
Or pickled eggs and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, Lee that's Baldwin. Funny.
You guys got to get out more.
I guess.
I got to keep my BP down. I got to watch that BP.
Hey, Lee, you should feel that in about 20 minutes. I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah, those are THC sausages, by the way.
Oh, no, really?
That's what makes them red.
Will I make it back to Casanova?
Nope. I think I don't think anyone's going to be on in a room with you today. You're going to be sweating out sausage vinegar.
That's great.
All right, guys, listen.
I like the people like them.
Listen, let's talk about money. All right, Lee Baldwin's here for a reason, not just to talk pickled meats.
No.
We're talking Dollar Investment Club. You sign up, you pay a bill to yourself, you put that money away, you get in the market.
Mm-hmm.
I have a plan, and God, and I hope it works, Lee Baldwin. I'm just a few payments away from paying off my car. Once I do that, I'm just taking car payment and putting it in there. I'm just going to keep.
Love it.
I'm just going to keep that payment going away.
It's a good
plan
idea.
For the long game.
Take care of your car so that you can pay it off.
Uh huh.
There you go.
I'm going to drive that thing into the ground. That's my goal. That's my goal. There's a lot up in the air. You're looking at your balance. I can't. Here's what I can't say because I know.
I kind of need a chaser after this.
I was saying,
do we have any like liquid or anything?
No. We don't.
I know we have to say like previous results do not indicate whatever the rule is.
Right. Best results.
My investment club through Lee Baldwin has been doing amazingly. Like in, and this is again just
and
my
knocking
instance.
On
knocking
wood.
On wood.
Knocking on wood, yep. Because
Cody is as well doing
that,
very well. So whatever you're
that.
Doing over there with your pickled
We're
meats,
trying.
Lee Baldwin.
I enjoyed that number.
We're trying, and I, you know, this the AI build out, whether you believe in it or hate it or
sure.
Is really helping stocks. The bonds are not doing well right now. So. Because rates are going higher.
Right, right.
And that's usually bad for stocks.
Right.
So right now we're in this really weird place with high inflation and bonds not performing, but stocks are hanging in there. And so kind of gets to what I wanted to talk about today is NVIDIA reports earnings after the close. So that can really move the markets because
okay.
they are... the biggest company in the world now.
$5 trillion
company.
Yeah, we've got a lot kind of hanging on the AI words right now. There's a lot a lot of our markets into the AI. We just talked a bunch about AI, and I've always said there is a use for it. There is a cause for it. I don't know if we know what that is yet, but we're building it out to find out.
And I was just talking. I'm like, do we have our own agents yet? Are we there yet? Or do we even talk about, like, there's some good and bad coming with this, but the build out's for real.
Mm-hmm.
And the company's doing the most spending, the Microsofts, the Googles, the Facebooks, they have pristine balance sheets. So it's a little different in that sense than what the internet was. That was a build out where a lot of companies that didn't have any money were borrowing money
to
build out. And then you had the WorldComs and things like that. So, we will see, but...
We have that big trial between Elon Musk and Sam Altman this week. Sam Altman ended up winning that because the argument Elon was trying to claim this was supposed to be a nonprofit, and then Microsoft spent a lot of money on it, and that caused a whole bunch of drama, and it ended up they ended up siding with OpenAI and Sam Altman.
Right, I saw that. So, but Elon's got his big SpaceX coming up in a few weeks, right? The IPO.
Mm-hmm.
But I was reading about the NVIDIA IPO. NVIDIA came out in 1999.
Okay.
NVIDIA is the Latin word for envy.
Oh.
And so that they used that name. So new idea, NVIDIA. And so that. But anyway, it came out. And I think if you had one share, the IPO, you'd have, for each share, you have 480 shares now. Because it's split so many times.
Mm-hmm.
And the original price was $12 a share. So if you had one share, 480. So if you bought 1,000 shares, $12,000 back in the day, I think it's worth $100 million.
Oh!
Like, unless I'm doing the math wrong.
Well,
but
why didn't
anyway,
I do that? Why didn't I do that, Lee?
75% of NVIDIA employees are millionaires.
Yeah.
And that's like when something goes, you know.
Yeah.
Straight up like that, a rocket, like people along for the ride. So so anyway, $5 trillion company, it's hard, you know, to move it. It's going to move a lot probably tonight, but it's a big number, right? Yeah. So we will see, and maybe some people feel it's cheap stock still.
But it's a lot of the reason people are always like excited, like they want to get in on the next Nvidia or Apple or whatever the thing is.
It gets people agitated.
They don't want to miss it,
right? And you got to be careful of that because you don't want to chase and get, you know.
Yeah,
I think the last time I was on the show, Micron was in the 800s. Now it's $650 today, but it was probably $40 or $50 when they announced they were coming to Syracuse, right? So it's been crazy.
Yeah.
So you just have to, you know, keep your eyes on the wheel, right?
It's a lot to watch, Lee.
Yes.
The market somehow continues to go up, no matter what kind of craziness is happening in the world.
Right, and the economy is still strong, and it's holding out, knocking on wood, but there's some things that we definitely are aware of, particularly in the bond market.
Get in the game.
There you go.
Don't let the billionaires take up all the money. Get some for yourself.
Get a little bit.
There you go.
Get a little slice of the pie.
Get a little bit.
And the car payments, I love it.
That's my goal. There are plenty of things in my future that are uncertain, but that my goal right now is if I'm going to have an extra car payment.
If you've written this down, write it down and it'll come true.
Oh,
write
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to write your goals down.
I believe that, Lee. Thank you. We're losing our minds, guys. I can't believe the amount of pickled sausage that have been eaten out of this thing already.
Yeah. People are all about it.
We're the outliers.
But you know what, though? We should have known that.
Sorry to Lee Baldwin's coworkers today, by the way. He's coming in smelling like sausage.
They said it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That is a gallon.
Yeah.
They've sold 500 of those. Oh, it's tight.
People are eating them. People are eating them.
Yeah, I can see.
All right.
And all those rural pocket towns, all like that, like just blue collar.
Well, it's from up near Potsdam.
Yeah, little Vienna sausages. And
I wouldn't be shocked to walk into a towny bar and see a bunch of pickled sausages on the counter.
Although I need to try what you guys were talking about so far today. Everyone, you guys are, what is it? The pickled pepperoni.
Oh, that Cheesefield makes? I've never tried that either.
I've never even seen that.
Because
I would absolutely have
when
that.
When I see Cheesefield, I get laser focused on that pepperoni with the cheese in it.
Yeah.
Usually an extra sharp.
I don't think
about anything else.
I like the sharp cheddar.
That's what I want. All right. We got to get into your 90s at 9. We're going to do some more hockey. I know. We're not done with hockey yet, everybody. We're still playing hockey.
We got a while to go. And then once it gets to whatever, we can do the Stanley Cup where we just pay off the... Pick our team
and stick with it.
Pick a
Golden
team.
Knights at Avalanche. I'm the Golden Knights. Cody is the Avalanche.
I like this Avalanche team just video game wise because they let me hit real hard.
He beats the hell out of me. 126 hits yesterday.
27.
27. 100. Yeah. It's just absurd. It's absurd. We turn all the rules off. Come ahead.
I hit him and he goes,
Game Extreme powered by Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. You are buying from Ryan and Hidden Gardens coming soon to the north side of Syracuse. I will put up a bet.
Hopefully your car doesn't sound like that.
Radio
does,
World,
get over there.
You get the 90s at 9. My buddy Josh Coy just saw this band the other day, so I didn't know they were still out touring. Hum?
Oh, really?
They played a show down near the city, and he was at them. I was like, oh, okay.
That's cool.
I don't know any other Hum songs, but I love this one.
She thinks she missed the train to Mars. She's out back counting stars. She thinks she missed the train to Mars. She's out back counting stars.